How are you, man?
I'm super.
Glad that you're here, because you were one of these guys. You understood some years back the cause and effect relationship to good leadership versus bad leadership. And you decided to start doing programming and conferences and seminars and speaking engagements around the importance of leadership. And you and I both believe that leadership is very subjective. We believe that there's such thing as good leadership and effective leadership, right?
Absolutely.
Tell listeners, why is it so important to understand the role that you possess as a leader, especially in this current social narrative we have in America?
Well, it's a matter of life or death, actually, because we are all alive as human beings. We have the innate ability and responsibility to influence everything around us. Now, leadership is the way, any way that you do whatever it is you do. So if I understand that I'm innately influencing my surroundings, it's my responsibility to be conscious on how I'm actually influencing and impacting my surroundings. The thing is everybody doesn't understand that. So they are passive leaders instead of assertive. And so things happen on your watch and you just sit there and look and wonder why.
It's really interesting you say that, because I think you hit the nail on the head. You said some people are passive leaders, which basically means you're not intentional about your leadership, but you are still leading.
Absolutely.
You may be leading passively because there's a group or there's a person or there's an organization, there's a child that is being led by your passive leadership.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're actually influencing their life. You're influencing the way they look at things. You're impacting their perspective on the world or how things could be or should be based on you doing or not doing what you could or could not be doing. And so it's imperative that people understand, like, even your breath from the moment. Actually, I train people about this. The moment that you're conceived, you've already influenced your mother's body. Her whole body's changing. She don't even realize how much has happened. Mm-hmm. And so once you realize that you have a child, it changes the way you look at things. Some people are happy about it. Some people are not happy about that. But the very existence of life changes everything around us. And so a lot of people, I guess, like I said, they don't understand it or they don't get it, or the responsibility is too much. So it's better to be passive and just let other things happen and commentate on mm-hmm. what could be or should be, which is sad and horrible. But our world's in the place it is because of passive leaders or horrible leaders.
Yeah. And sometimes people sit back and they think it's a spectator sport. And so instead of participating in the game, they spectate the entire time about what people in the game should actually do.
Exactly. Instead of getting in there and doing it. And you know, the big companies, ESPN, you know, Fox Sports, they actually pay people that were in the game to comment on it.
That's really interesting.
Because
right?
they know what it is to be there.
Yeah.
Now, there are millions and millions of viewers that have all kind of things to say about it, but they really don't know what it's like to be in there. Some of them tried, but,
yeah.
you know, that's important.
When we talk about intentional leadership, right,
mm-hmm.
is it important for the person in the leadership position to understand their role?
It is vitally important.
Okay.
I mean, beyond even your understanding. I highly doubt Dr. King knew that by him doing what he did, that the ripple effect would fall this long down the road.
Yeah, he was a very self-aware man, but who could have imagined the level of impact he would have across the planet Earth and still to this very day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so if and when you choose to say, you know what, I'm alive today, I'm breathing today, there's somebody that's watching me that I don't know. My choices today could impact somebody. When you accept that, to accept the responsibility, the ability to respond, mm-hmm. when you accept that, it changes how you do what you do, hopefully in a positive way. And if you are wise and smart, you educate yourself to learn how you can maximize the impact and influence that you're having on the world around you, if you're wise and smart. But everybody isn't wise and smart, though.
You know, part of what helps me, I'm not that wise or that smart, but you know what helps me?
What helps you?
Understanding that God is real.
Absolutely.
Understanding that God is real. So when I'm outside of the public atmosphere, I'm not on radio, I'm not on television, I'm not at a group meeting. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm over on Glenwood,
mm-hmm.
and there's a homeless person.
Right.
And I get out to help this homeless person. Well, I understand the way I treat this person is still being reviewed by God the entire time.
Absolutely.
So it helps me to remain grounded in why I do what I do in the first place, so that my leadership doesn't fluctuate. That just because I'm around one crowd or another crowd, I don't change it, because I'm always around God, no matter what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that helps stabilize my leadership.
Absolutely. And you have ignorant leaders.
Yeah.
Like they don't know that they're a leader. They don't know that what they're doing is impacting people. They really just don't.
How many times have you heard a celebrity or somebody in sports say, I'm not anybody's role model. I'm not trying to be anybody's role model. Have you heard that line? I've heard people say that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, man. Charles Barkley, my favorite basketball player in all history, Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a short dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He represented for the short dudes.
He
you
did.
Know what I'm saying? And as a kid, I just admired this dude. I admired him. He was short, but couldn't nobody stop him.
Yep.
And I always was like that. And my dad used to be like, man, do you understand, like, this man? Like, how he does what he does and what he does off the court,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, again, the ripple effect. Everybody started wearing braids after Iverson was wearing braids. You know, the whole NBA changed the dress code because of Allen Iverson, because he wasn't that guy. He wasn't trying to be that. But, again, he influenced so many people.
Yeah.
So many people. Like, everybody wore Jordans. I didn't want Jordans.
Yeah.
I wanted that blue toe.
They're blue toe all day.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got more on the other side. 404-892-2703. I'm here with Jeff Ingram, leadership expert extraordinaire.
So Donald Trump, since I can remember, was a leader. He always was a leader. And for him to be in the role of the leader of the country, if you follow and study his behaviors, you shouldn't be surprised that this is what he's doing in that place, because he is who he is. Now, if you haven't been following him, or you live in the idealistic world, like most people do, then you're surprised by those things. Like, I'm still surprised kind of by some of the things, but then I'm not, because, like, who is he? Check his resume, you know? And so I guess for some reason people thought it was going to be something different because of that role, but he's proven quite consistently that mm-hmm. he is who he is.
Yeah. And he's not trying to change.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It got him where he is. He's a multi-billionaire. That's what it took to get him there. That's what it took all those. That's what it was. So why change that? If you, like any person, why would I change who I am?
I have a theory, and this is a little bit off topic of just pure leadership, but uh-huh. I have a theory. I know that people have argued if the United States is a Christian country, it's not a Christian nation.
Not at all.
It's not a Christian nation. But people have argued that it's debatable if Trump is even a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That's debatable,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's not debatable if he's a capitalist.
Right.
He's absolutely a capitalist, right?
Yes, yes.
And I think there's this allure in America of rich people
mm-hmm.
to where if you are of a certain financial status, we almost will deify you
mm-hmm.
in the political narrative.
Mm-hmm.
We will say you can get away with things that other people can't get away with. Now, is that dangerous in leadership?
I'll say this word right here. Diplomacy.
Diplomacy, okay.
Right? You have capitalistic people, if they are successful in business,
mm-hmm.
to that degree, you have to have an understanding of diplomacy. You have to know how to deal with and say the right thing to the right people.
We know
to
Trump
make it
has
happen.
Diplomacy because of Putin.
Absolutely, right?
He
Absolutely.
Is very diplomatic with Absolutely. Vladimir Putin.
He's been doing that for decades, right?
Yeah.
It's just now the type of people that he's dealing with now are other political leaders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's diplomacy. And innately, like, we respect that. We respect people that have accumulated a lot of money. Why? Because we all know that they have done things that I'm not willing to do. They put in time, effort, work that I, and let me know, I'm not a Trump supporter, but we talking just subjectively on what it is. But if someone is a multi-billion dollar owner of a company, it's implied that they've done things that most people are not willing to do.
or their father gave them a bunch of money to start.
Absolutely. Right. And
that's something to celebrate,
too. Even starting, but people lose it, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he figured out what to do. Now, again, I'm not dealing with morals or all those
things.
You're
just dealing with the direct. Fact,
yeah, he held on. He did what was necessary to hold on to what
and
was.
And there were a lot of people that helped along the way, but people would do that when you are of a certain status.
Absolutely.
I saw a documentary. They were talking about Trump, and they said, you know, Trump lost a lot of money for us during the casino hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he filed bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it was actually more appropriate financially for us to keep Trump alive, which is a financial term
mm-hmm.
that means financially solvent.
Mm-hmm.
It was more financially appropriate to do that than to allow him to bankrupt all of his assets.
Hmm.
So they undergirded him in order to protect themselves long term and their financial investments, because they realized that if they could do this for him, likely they could recoup some of their money back. And many of them did. Some of them did not. But it was a better choice than ensuring that all of them did not.
Right.
And so he rode that a little bit during the 80s. Okay. Leadership conference, man. This is the Power of One conference, fifth annual.
Number five.
It takes a village. That's the thing.
Absolutely. So it takes a village not just to raise a child, but leaders need a village too. Like once you get grown, you need support. You need a community of people that understand and got your back, man. And so this year, this is year number five, and we're very excited to be back at it, and leaders from all over are coming together so they can learn some practical things, skills, how to identify, strategize, and execute their goals and their plans, like real deal, from people that really do it.
You got September 21st through the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the campus of Beulah Heights University, 892 Burns Street.
Mm-hmm.
Beulah Heights, a premier leadership institution. You will have seminars, workshops. Who you got coming?
Oh, man, we have a lot of people going. We have Willie Moore Jr. is going to be there.
Willie Moore.
Yes, Dr. Chris Bowen. We have Edward Long going to be there. Jeremy Tuck's going to be there. Kushiba Dickerson is going to be there. Man, it's probably about 30 people going to be there.
Nice.
Yes, it's about 12 sessions that we have lined up for leaders in different areas.
And people can actually pick per session.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to, if you don't want to go the whole conference, which I think is better and is priced more affordable, but if you just want to pick and choose a session,
right,
you can do that as well. I'm glad you guys broke it out like that, because a lot of conferences don't give you that ability.
Exactly.
All right. How can they go and get more information and sign up?
Oh, they need to go right now. www.powerofoneconference.com. Powerofoneconference.com. All right. Go there. Check out our videos. Check out information, some of the people that are going to be there. And listen, man, if you are a leader, whether you are a leader in the corporate world, so you run a business or you run someone else's business, you need to be there, right? If you're a creative person, whether you're influencing people through your gifts, music, artistry, whatever it is, you need to be there. If you are a person that is a leader in the community, whether you are a leader in the community in a church setting or in the schools, you need to be there. Or family, like, you need to be there. We have sessions specifically for all of you. There's no excuses for you not to know anything or how to be a better, more effective in what you're doing.
All right, September 21st through the 22nd. You can go to the website. What's the website again?
www.powerofoneconference.com.
Scroll all the way down to the bottom. You will see the information, the ticket information there. Can you give out a number, Jeff?
Yes, sir. 404-324-3886. 404-324-3886.
All right. If you got more questions or need more information, you can call 404-324-3886. That's 404-324-3886. I appreciate you, big homie.
Appreciate you.
All right, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.